Hallelujah. Jeremiah says, Jeremiah, listen to this. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 1. It says this. And this is what we look at. This is what we do. As Israel speaks unto Yah, it says, Jeremiah chapter 12, Jeremiah 12, 1. Tzedek, righteous are you, O Yah. When I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of your judgment, your mishpatim. Is that what it says? Now look what they say. Now they say, what does the wicked prosper? So the perception is that the wicked has the blessings or the blessings of Yah. Why does the wicked prosper? And why are they happy that deals so wickedly, so treacherously? Why are they happy? Why seems as though that they're happy? Why is it Yah? It seems as though they're happy that they prosper, that they have such abundance, that this was a question asked after Yah because of their own wickedness and their own unrighteous ways. They perceive that those, as David did, he beheld the prospering of the wicked. He looked at them and he almost fell from his steadfastness. And that's what it calls you to do. It calls you to fall from the steadfastness of Yahweh. The things that he takes pleasure in. It calls you to fall from that. That you will not take delight in the things of Yah. You will not delight in what Yah commands you. And because you don't delight in that, you don't know what pleases him, then you're not happy. The wicked are not prospering. It's a false illusion. It's perceived that way. And they perceive that they're always happy. They always got to have some drugs, some drinking, some kind of wicked thing, some created wicked environment. For their laughter, their folly is folly. Scripture talks about folly, their foolishness, their gesturing, their laughter. That's not the ru'ah of happiness of Yah. When a man is happy, he delights in the wisdom of Yah. A man delights in Yah directing his path and showing him. Because he knows his sovereign one and he has help from Almighty Yahweh. This is not happiness what the world presents to you. It's a false illusion. It's a laugh from hell. Deuteronomy 33 verse 29. It says, happy are you, O Israel, who is like to you. Now, if Israel is happy, who is like them? O people, say by Yah, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellence, and your enemies shall be found liars to you, and you shall tread upon their high places. O Israel, happy are you. Who's like Israel? What people is like Israel? What other people are like Israel? We know our Savior. We know what He takes pleasure in. Because it pleases us. And because we know we please Him, it makes us happy. Hallelujah. It makes us happy. It's almost us in our expression to our parents or those that we have great regard for. When we did things that we know that pleased them, did it not make us have this sense of great delight and joy? Sure it did. It caused us to have that. And so we know we please Yahweh. It causes our love to be filled with the offshore, the happiness of Yah, the blessing, the assurance, the steadfastness, the abundance of His abounding love in us. That's what it does. So the world is not happy. It's just a false deception. They're bound. They're under heavy weight. Sure it is. And that's the truth. Hallelujah. 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 Scripture says, I'm going to read here in 1 Kings. 1 Malachim chapter 10. This is the account with Queen Sheba and Shalhaman. I want to read this quickly. 1 Kings 10 verse 4. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Shalhaman's wisdom, and the bayit that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendants of his ministers, and their apparel, and the cupbearers, and the accent by which he went up to the bayit of Yah, there was no more ru'ah in her. She was just overtaken by that. She was overwhelmed that her breath left her. It was such an awesome thing. Listen now. It was so awesome she couldn't believe it. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I have heard of my own land of your acts and your wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I've heard. And look what she says here now. She didn't say this about her, but she said this. She says, happy are your men. Happy are your servants, which stand continuously before you to hear your wisdom. Happy is the man that find wisdom. Now she said, happy are those that stand in the presence of Yah to please Yah. They are happy. Even this unsaved, unrighteous thing could identify the Osha of Yah. She consisted their strength, their beauty. They were beautiful people. They had a beauty about them. The people of Yah ought to have a beauty. Your beauty is not because you wear some tight woman and you're showing off every nut, crick, and cranny. That's not your beauty. Man is not your beauty because you're showing off everything that can be exposed. Your beauty is beyond that. That based upon what you look like. He beautified the meek with salvation. She said, your men are happy. Bless you, brother. Stay happy. She said, your cupbearers are happy. Why? Because they stand continuously before you. They're afraid they're going to miss something. They want to hear something. It's almost like when some gossip mess goes around, you want to hear it, don't you? We don't want to hear the continuous wisdom of Yah. We don't want to take time to read the book. Something is sadly wrong with us. I will not put myself in that shape. Nah. Yahweh means more to me than that. I will not. And I'm not talking about reading a few little texts to get sleepy. Hallelujah. I'm talking about doing what Scripture says. And there's a time of meditation and studying. And truly seeking Yah. That your mind is enlightened. That there's a great comfort and strength. And you rise up from there. If you drop dead, then you're all right. She says, blessed be Yahweh your Abba, which delights in you, to set you on the throne of Israel, because Yahweh loved Israel forever. And that is the truth. He loves Israel forever. Therefore made he you king to do the mishpah and his justice. To do all he command you. To walk in the direction that Yahweh command you. She said, your men are happy. And your cupbearers are happy because they stand continuously to hear the wisdom of this man that he speaks from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. So no one that is hearing the wisdom of Yahweh, they cannot be happy. They may have this false presentation of what happiness is, but it's just a fleshly imitation of what it is. And that's all they do. That's all it is. It's just this gyration, this false presentation, but it's not anything of life because it dies out. It's nothing to sustain there. The Osha of Yah sustain us to walk in His delight, to seek Him, and at the desire to know what He commands and instruct us in. That's the truth. I'll read these last verses from Sirach. Hear this. Write this down if you have the Apocrypha. Sirach 25:23 and Sirach 26. Listen to this. In Sirach 25:23. It says, a dejected mind and a gloomy face and a wounded love are caused by an evil wife. Now we have caused that kind of expression on Yahweh. When a man is gloomy, when he has a dejected mind, he can't think right. He says it's caused by an evil wife. Now that's what it says. Drooping hands and weak knees are caused by a wife who does not make her husband happy. He gave the wife to be a helpmeet, as we are the wife of our Mashiach, to be the helpmeet. He said, the works that I do, greater works shall you do. And so the value of a wife, I will show you in Scripture where it talks about the value of the wife, too, in Sirach, her beauty. So when a wife doesn't make her husband happy, when we as a wife will not make Yahweh happy, when he has to look down from the Shema and say, look at this mess, this Jezebel that I've called to be a wife, He said, happy is the husband of a tough wife. What a man, he that finds a wife finds a tough thing. And he has favor of Yahweh. Do you understand that? So it has nothing to be with some sensuality. It says, happy is the husband of a tough wife. And the number of his days will be double. That she literally produced life in the man. And what the enemy has reduced the woman down to a, my, what a sad shame. Just reduce them down to unemotional, no feelings, no expression. Yahweh doesn't attend that. He said, happy is the husband that has a tough wife. Wife that loves Yah. Life that is sincere with, wife that is sincere with Yahweh. And the number of his days shall be double. He may live 30 years, but he will think he's lived 60 years in those days. Because it will create such a life in that man just to see her expression, her face, what she brings to his love. That's why a wife, when a man finds a wife of price, who can find a virtuous, a pure wife, her price is far above rubies. Not some fake diamonds, De Beers, but her price is far above rubies. When a man has a tough wife, she causes life to be enhanced. That's why it's best to be quiet. As I tell us many times, how the old mothers would talk to the old daddy. He would sit at the table. She knew when to talk, how to talk, and what to talk about. This world has corrupted the women today. They just talk from their lips and there's nothing from their love. Because no time for the word of Yah. I don't care if you all don't love me, it makes no difference. Hallelujah. This is wonderful stuff here. Strengthen you. A loyal wife rejoices her husband. Do you hear that? The strength that she brings to a man, a loyal wife, her commitment, her ways, her dedication. Her husband just rejoices. He says, man, what is this? If we are loyal unto Yahweh, don't you know we will cause him to rejoice? We'll make the Shemayim smile. A loyal wife calls her husband to rejoice. Look at this. And he will complete his years in Shalom. He will be a man of peace. He will be a man of happiness. He will have the very happiness of Almighty Yahweh. He will have the Oshavya. He says, a tough wife is a great blessing. Do you understand that? A tough wife is a great, not just a blessing. You look up that in your concordance, a great blessing, just great blessing. Try doing the research on that one. It says, a tough wife is a great blessing. She will be granted among the blessings of a man who fears Yahweh. For a man fears Yah, he will be granted a wife that is tough. You can go out here and find your hoe all day long with Jezebel just to have some kind of sensual pleasure. When a man fears Yahweh, he will have a jewel. He will have a tough wife, Yahweh. That's why when a man finds, when he finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor. Why? Because he has set his love to please Yahweh. He has set his heart to please Almighty Yahweh. And his situation to the valley, to the trial, he still had the Osha. He was still happy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whether rich or poor, his love is glad. And at all times, his face is cheerful. He's a happy mind. He's happy. Hallelujah. That's why the daughters of Zion shall excel to be a great blessing to their husband man. They should excel to be a great blessing. Hallelujah. And because there's life in him, believe me, he will cause life, the strength and the power of Yah to resonate in his home. And you will receive the blessings of Almighty Yah. Everything has its proper place. Yah, Yahshua, man, woman, children. Everything has its proper place. And if we ever move it outside of that sequential order, we're going to have hell, mess, and trouble. So those that Yasha, Asha are those happy are those Yisrael that know what pleases Yah, and we do it. Those are the ones that are happy. May Yah bless you, may He strengthen you. Because your heart to delight. I shall delight tonight. Because I'm happy. Hallelujah. I'm happy. Yes, sir, I am. Don't have a dime. And I mean that. I don't have a dime. No, I don't. I have no money. Don't need any. I was talking to your husband on Sunday. You know, he wanted to hug me. He just doesn't know how one day he's going to hug me. You hear me? He is. He is. Sure he is. One day he's going to cry tears and they're going to fall on this preacher's shoulders. You watch. You know what I'm saying? Because even his conversation this time, every time he sits down with me, it may not be long, but just the words he say. What's in his words? Hallelujah. And I think about what he said and how he responds to me. He has always, even though he didn't know me, he has honored me. And even then there were pigs that thought they knew me. But this man as always. He has great respect for me. Believe me, he does. That's the truth. He does. You give a cup, a righteous man, a cup of water, in the name of a righteous man, you will in no wise lose your reward. That's why we got to get him on down here so we can get close to this preacher man. Sure, we got to do that. Hallelujah. Just those moments that we have spent together. I know his personality. But it's all in the hand of Yah. He has charged it all. Sure he has. And it caused my laughter to delight. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged, saints. Hallelujah. Delight in Almighty Yah. Just delight in him. And he will give you the very desire of your life. He will take your shalom. Just delight in him. Delight. Just be cheerful. Happy. Hallelujah. That's not hard to do that. Don't know how to do it, just leap. Start leaping. You get some joy. Hallelujah. You don't believe it? Get the youngest and put them in front and let them leap a little bit. Watch the expression, how it changes. You don't believe that? Get them in front of you. Let them begin to leap. You begin to see the expression change. Sure you will. Sure you will. You still a little child before you learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can learn from a little child. So you set one before you. You want to know what it takes? Just set one before you. That's all you want to know. That's all you have to do. And they'll teach you a whole lot. Sure they will. May Yah bless you. May He cause your heart to be strengthened. May He cause you to love Him above all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love Him. I really do. Yah bless you. May Yah bless you all. Be encouraged. Be faithful unto Yah. You know, it's one thing that anyone, you can work on your attitude and your personality. You can change that. A dog can change. Come on, I got them dogs out there. They change. So you can change. You can. Hallelujah. May Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Tell your husband, I said, bring me the fish. All right. He told me, he said, I'm going to have you so much fish. I said to him, if they're that big, bring them. I'll get him to clean them. He said, no, I said, look, bring them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing because he has a sense to understand what takes place around. He said, he always passes around this place. I feel so nice when I come here. That's all right. I bless you all for that. Hey, he's not a false man now. No, he's not. He's not false. He's not a phony. When he says something, he means it. He said, I want to get down there so bad. Hallelujah. In all things we do bless you, Yah. We praise you for your liberty, for your Ruah. Bless everyone. I pray tonight. Give them all strength. Bless Brother Dolphus, our precious young brother. Touch him, I pray, in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah.